Thank you, Lindgren. We have to be a little economical with our time because we're running out if we want to go to a closed session. Carol is up next.
Some of what I want to say now really belongs in the closed session, so I'd like to be
okay,
on that
so
path. Let me ask quickly, Wandrin, when did you start working for Pacifica? I don't know that.
Great question. So I started out in July of 2017 as just a part-time senior accountant to help just with the audit for audit 2015 and audit 2016. I was a consultant and didn't have the time
I just wanted to get a sense of how long you've been associated with us. Thank
no
you.
No problem.
For the
no problem.
I guess
she's an attorney.
The rest of the things are for closed. So
okay, thank you. Paulina, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So it seems to me that we as audit committee members could be of help to facilitate this communication between the committee, right, and the auditors and NETA and anybody else involved. So my question would be to everybody on this call, George, Wandrin, and others, would it be helpful if we volunteered, let's say one committee member per station, especially if we're local, say, for instance, I'm in Los Angeles, I'm at KPFK every day, to volunteer to be copied on the communication between NETA and station management, and to facilitate in any way possible that this information is also then promptly communicated to the committee, because I feel like we spend a lot of time trying to figure out where the communications has gone wrong. So if I need to put this in a motion, do let me know, but I would say I would volunteer to help that the process of communication be communicated back to the committee, and also because I'm their person to facilitate in whatever non-bullying, non-pressure way possible. But given the fact that we're here to expedite this process, having people on the ground in each of the five stations would be really helpful. I don't know who this question will be directed to, but perhaps Wandrin and then Max.
Eileen, can I ask a quick question? This is Maskila.
Yes, of course, Maskila. You haven't spoken.
It appears that there was a meeting of some people before this meeting. What was that meeting about, and why was not everybody invited? I'm not understanding that. Maybe there was some good reason for that.
I can answer that.
Go ahead, Max.
That meeting is a staff meeting, if you will. It's purely between the folks at NETA, the auditor, Scott, me and Wandrin. And it's an opportunity for us to assess where we are with the audit process, what needs to be done on the ground level. So that's the reason why that meeting took place. It didn't involve anyone on the board.
Oh, okay. So Grace was not there. Carol was not there.
No one on this call, but Scott, George, Larry, Anita from NETA, Wandrin, and myself.
Okay. Thank you.
Scott, could you maybe? That call was at 1 p.m. Eastern.
1 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Is somebody trying to sneak? Is somebody asking for the floor?
Yes, I brought a question to the floor. Paulina here.
Yes,
that would be. I would say Scott and Wandrin could address that. Would that be helpful if we had a designated committee member for each station locally to help with whatever they are.
Who would like to respond? Would that be Wandrin or Maxi or George,
is Maxie. This is Maxie. Uh-huh. I'll respond I'll actually respond with a question. And it really knuckles down to, while I do appreciate the offer and do think, you know, and obviously recognize that at times members of the board are asked to assist with operational activity, that is a pretty heavy lift. And I just wonder if it's a request that's realistic, considering that we've got five stations, you'd have to have five different members of this committee, I would assume, or the board in that role. If it's just purely for communications, again, I think having Wandrin, Scott, George, and other members of NIDA on this call to give feedback, I think we've seen tonight how it improves the level of communication significantly. So that's just my response to it. It wasn't a question.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I would be willing to take on the extra time, but then again, I couldn't speak for other members. So thank you. I appreciate the answer.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I, this is George. If that's the wish of the committee, I would be fine with that. Some of the questions that we have for the finance managers are personnel related. So I would hope that maybe every email is not reported back to open session of a committee, but sharing with a committee member would be fine with me.
Are any of these things really, Carol, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. You're already speaking. Go ahead.
I'm also wondering if any of these things really have to be P&B questions, not, and I don't know. I'm just asking. Because members of this committee are not all on are not all directors.
That's correct.
Correct.
I have a suggestion. As far as the answering to the question, as far as a committee member being a part of the audit station, I think it will be wise for that person to, one person to orientate themselves with what's necessary and what's needed and kind of help organize each station with, I don't know, some kind of filing system or recording so that we're not asking them for the information. Like as far as fiscal year 18 coming up, I think it will be a great idea to start gathering since we already know what is being requested for 17. If I know that NIDA's team will be leading the fiscal year 18, but I don't think it will hurt if there is someone organizing those things within the stations and internally. But I don't know if there's any rules against that. So that's just answering based off of an idea that I had based on the answer to that question.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Oh, I just thanked Paulina here. I just thanked Wanda for her answer.
Oh, okay. I'm wondering, I'm wondering if this would be a task for the finance committees at the various stations rather than sort of ad hoc people, you know, getting involved in a haphazard sort of way.
This is Maxie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Maxie.
Well, I was just going to say this will sound defensive, and maybe I am being defensive, but I think what this implies is that this team can't manage this process. And I would argue that that's not the appropriate way to look at this. Wandrin gave an answer about when she started, but effectively she has only been working on this work once the CFO resigned, if then. I think we need to be clear. She may have been with the organization a couple of years ago working on audits before, but in terms of this process with the audits now and working with NIDA, this is relatively new, and I think that's what she meant when she said we're all new to this process. But let's be real clear. There is progress being made. I had told this committee and the PMB before that there were communication issues between what NIDA was asking for and what the station managers understood. And that spoke to an issue around the level of expertise at our stations which we have readily acknowledged is an issue. And we have moved forward. We had an initial PNB approved agreement with NIDA. That was modified to make room for an arrangement that we'll talk about in closed session, that I think moves us forward in a way that provides all of the due diligence and necessary overview and supervision necessary to move this forward. Perhaps George and or Scott may disagree, and if they do, that's fine if they want to articulate that. But I do believe that the team we have in place with NIDA and the way that the contract is structured, that we are able to move on this much quicker than anything that was happening in the earlier period when I first came in.
Thank you, Maxie. Me to the stack.
Appreciate
it. Timekeeper, I think I want to admit that kind of stopped working on me, but I think we're past time by a few minutes.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian. Just me to the stack. I think both George, especially George, and maybe Maxie will remember that any number of times when I've written to you, I've said, you know, can the audit committee help in any way? Can we serve at our individual stations, et cetera? And I think, you know, there's never been an answer where we were asked to help. And one of my worries would be of having too many cooks in the kitchen, you know, just getting things confused. But I would repeat that I think we are all willing to help. And if it were to be useful, perhaps we could, each station could pick one person on this committee to be a contact for George and Wondrin and Scott and Maxie, I guess, regarding this. If you need help, then we would be available. You could explain to us what is not happening or happening and see how we could pitch in to communicate that at our respective stations. I don't know if
Eileen,
that makes
if I
sense.
May. If I may, Eileen, I just want to add to what you're saying. One of the conversations Nita, myself, Wondrin had around this issue of the individual stations is we were concerned, and I believe maybe George can, I'm not sure if he was on the calls for this because a lot of this was with Anita, but Wondrin certainly, I believe, is privy to this as well. But there were conversations about how long would it take if we were to send someone to the stations to ramp up their understanding of the systems that are in place? And I think we would run into that same question and or challenge if we were to ask members of boards. I do agree with the statement that was made earlier about perhaps someone from a finance committee, but keep in mind, if I'm correct, WBAI, I'm not sure, I shouldn't speak out of turn. Let me just put it this way. We'd have to know that all of our local station boards, finance committees are functioning, active, and engaged to be able to guarantee that mm-hmm. process that was articulated will work.
All right. I'm not sure that I got an answer as to whether we could be helpful in that way.
I think he's right. The finance committee is the body that is actively dealing with the station's books, et cetera, on a regular basis. And for us to think that the audit committee members could have that same way of or same idea, same work, I think it's kind of ludicrous right now. I think they are really trying to get things in order, and we need to allow this team that's located in our office, in the Pacific National office, we need to allow them to do their work. And I just don't understand how we're trying to get involved in the way people are recommending that audit members get involved. I mean, I know a little QuickBooks. I've done that. But I would never step beyond what I know, actually know. Okay? So let's let these people work. They're, like you said, there are too many. There would be too many cooks. Too many cooks. We'd have a terrible meal, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you, Muscula. Well, then, perhaps we can just leave it for this moment at you know, that George and Wondrin and Scott and or Maxie will commit to being in touch with us if they do need help in any way. And it wouldn't be to, you know, work on QuickBooks. It would be to poke or prod whoever needs poking or prodding to produce the information that is still being waited for. I think that is, that's our
point of
role. But
Adriana, for this text,
point of information, Adrian?
Let's see. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. So I'll leave it there. I'm sorry, Adrienne, you were next, I believe.
Adrienne.
Did you have a request for information?
Yes, Madam Chair, you were talking about the finance committee, and I can say that KPFT the finance committee and the LSP approve already. We have the budget from this year, and I believe that is the only station that has it is KPFT, and was approved by the LSP. And I believe that is very important.
Madam Chair,
may I finish? Madam Chair, may I finish?
No, because it does not respond to what we're talking
no,
about.
No, Madam Chair. How do you know what I'm saying next?
Request for information.
No, that's the point. We're not talking
My point, that's why. My point is that we will be helpful if all the stations, the finance committee, in every station do their job. That will simplify what the national office needs to do. Did I understand that correctly? Because I think that that is the proper function, right?
Not necessarily. The finance committee has different duties and are not necessarily up to speed on what's happening with the audit. So let's leave that there for a moment, please. Adrienne, you had a comment, and we should go to closed session very soon if we agree on doing that. Adrienne, go ahead.
Can you hear me, Eileen?
Yep, I can.
Okay, great. Sorry. Before I was speaking, I didn't think anyone could hear me. No problem. My request for information is, are you getting, are you satisfied with the reports that you're getting back from everyone in terms of being able to pass on information to us that we need? Because I really don't think it's a lack of trust, but more of a lack of information that we feel right now, at least on my part.
You mean if I'm getting the information I need about the progress of the audit? Is that what you mean?
Right. Update, yeah. Pain points, anything. I mean, I know that you've asked if we can help, but aside from that, just, you know, passing on information to us so that we can come to the meeting. Sorry, go ahead.
I would say that I have not, I don't feel like I have a very good grasp of things because there's just too much going on, and I don't always understand what is, I'm not even sure I can express this right now. I don't always understand where there are things that are progressing and which things are not. But, you know, I'm trying to get there. And
well,
when I get information, I share it.
Right.
I'm sorry?
Well, maybe the way that we should structure it instead of having one person go the point person for each station is that you could be the point person to receive updates and status on things and communicate that to us before the meeting so that we can come to the meeting prepared with more pertinent questions to ask.
I can try and ask for that from, you know, the parties involved, and that would be Wondrin and George and Scott. And sometimes I do get that, and then I do communicate it to you guys. I haven't for this week, and I don't think I have that for last week either, last meeting. But
may I comment on that, Eileen?
Yeah, George, go ahead.
Yeah, this is George. Keep in mind that the spending the time to update the list of nearly 500 things is going to take a half a day to do, and that's a half a day that we're not working on audit related items, and there are other duties. I was thinking maybe that some of the bigger picture could be a focus of this committee. For example, the management letter comments seem to be unchanged for the last 3 years and 24 pages long. That may be a focus on rectifying some of those issues would help long term in getting a little better performance on the month to month reporting as well as the audits. I'm used to having an audit package ready 5 weeks after the end of the year and monthly financials out by the 10th of the following month. And so there's good information in that management letter report that I think if that was worked on during the year, we could see some steady progress.
Thank you. I think we would might need some help from Nita, maybe from Larry for that that sort of thing, you know, because I think we definitely need some guidance and support from Nita. So maybe that would be a kind of a finance committee thing, maybe, but it'd be great to discuss that and figure out a plan for doing that. We probably can't do right now. But I get that, George. Grace, go ahead.
And then Carol, I just
wanted to say that we all want to get the audits done and to move forward. Some of us who've been on the board for a while are extremely frustrated because to date we've lost at least $3 million in Corporation for Public Broadcast funding because of having delinquent audits and insufficient other financial reporting by this foundation. This is no disparagement of Nita or Wondrin or Maxi. Most of you are new. But we know that our financial infrastructure is broken. And it needs to be repaired. It needs to, and in certain instances, needs to be rebuilt. The progress that we want to hear is significant progress to not only getting the audits done, but having the underlying financial reporting done, because a deficiency in getting balance sheets, budgets, income statements, a list of receivables makes it harder and harder to get subsequent audits done in a timely fashion. So we really need to fix this foundation. We need a path forward. We need a plan on how the repair is going to be done. We are aware, those of us who've been on the board for a while, we're aware that the financial area of Pacifica is woefully understaffed and is backlogged. So instead of it's unrealistic to say that everything is okay because we know that everything is not okay. So we want to have a realistic assessment of what needs to be done to fix this so that we can get the audits complete and move on.
Okay, before Carol, I just want to say maybe it would be helpful if we had Larry on one of these calls, maybe next time, because Larry is the person at NIDA who's supposed to be working on kind of reconstructing our financial setup, if I understand correctly. Carol was next, and then Maxie.
With all due respect, Pacifica has been in the
I'm next. Carol, I think I was next.
For many years.
Muscula, I didn't hear. Muscula, I didn't hear you ask to be on the screen.
Have been on the board for many years and have not done anything about this. And now all of a sudden, it's got to be done overnight. I just don't understand that. We have competent people who are working on it, and it has improved. So let us give them a chance, especially since we've spent so many years in the dumps, in a mess. Let's give people who have the skill, the knowledge, to an opportunity to do their job. I think that's all they're asking. Let them do their job. Come on. We don't do reviews of management. We don't do reviews of this. We don't do, because this is Pacifica. That's the way Pacifica operates for years. Now, all of a sudden, let's jump to it. Let's get it done. Come on. Do better than that.
Can I go now?
Okay, thank you, Muscula. Yeah, Carol, you were on the stack, and then somebody was after you as well.
Okay. What Muscula said changes a little bit of what I will say. I think that really since December of last year, there has been an attention to the audits. This is not new. And things have been moving along, and then we got information from our auditor that things had kind of come to a standstill. And that is what has drawn our attention. And what I wanted to say to what I was originally going to say was sometimes when people say things like, you know, we asked in August and didn't get much response and so on, or I usually, when we have the stuff, we get the reports 10 days after the close of the previous month, or some things that are just kind of standard, understood procedures, financial procedures that we have fallen down on, and as you said, was listed in the audit of the past, management letters, I feel actually have been feeling optimistic that we're at a moment in time where we're really beginning to take care of all of the business and that we have an opportunity to really turn a corner and become what we need to be. And so I am asking you guys who are the financial people to speak with alarm, if alarm is warranted, not just say, you know, we usually get things on the 10 days after and, you know, you haven't had them for a year or something like that. And I know that there's a lot of standard procedures, like, for example, the description of what KPFK is doing for BAI. You know, usually before a manager signs a check, he sees a bill and he initials the bill to see that he's seen it, and then he puts it in a file. You know, there's all kinds of standard stuff that we don't do. And, you know, it was a bit horrifying to hear what was going on with the bank statements as being the reports. So I think we're in a good point, and I think the fact that we're really rolling up our sleeves on all the things is a good thing, and that's it.
Maxie, to the staff.
Thank you, Carol. Maxie, okay, we've got to close this in like a few minutes and go to closed session. Go ahead, Maxie.
This is really in response to Grace and Carol in particular, and also in respect to what Makila said. I think the bottom line is we all need to take a deep breath and put some context to the table here, and recognize that, you know, if there was a good flow happening, it probably was happening before the CFO quit and all of his accounting assistants and left our office with only 1.5 people there. The audit is an important thing, but it is only one thing. We're asking the staff to do up until the time that we sign this latest round of our agreement with NIDA to handle HR, to handle payroll. I can go down a laundry list of things that the significantly reduced national office finance management staff is doing that they did not, is in addition to working towards this audit. So I just think it's really important that we add context to this this suggestion that there's a logjam or that progress is not happening fast enough. We are moving. We are learning quickly. I can only tell you that the relationship with NIDA is a certainly a plus to our whole operation. It's invaluable to have that resource, but that has only recently been defined in the way that we're utilizing them now, and that was as a result of the PNB coming to terms with what needed to happen. And so, yeah, we all agree that there needs to be structural best practices in place. There needs to be structural deficiencies shored up. Some would argue that we need an enema in certain areas when it comes to financial management and accounting, and probably all of that would be correct. I say all that just simply saying I'll be quiet. We've got to be patient to the degree that we can, but also use context.
Okay, thank you. I'm not sure where else to go with this right now, and if no one else has any other statements for the open session, maybe we should just move to the closed session. Does anyone want to say anything, or shall we adjourn and go to the closed session? Okay.
Are we asking the folks from NIDA and Wandrin to join us there, or is that not for them to be?
I think we are asking them to join us there.
I just want to clarify.
We may want to, you know, check in on something with them. So yes. So that means we will adjourn this meeting, hearing no objections, at 10:15 Eastern. And everybody stay on the call. We will ask Fred to cut off the stream for us.